There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. As I walk outside of this convention center, I can hear the birds singing of your glory. They're chirping, God, but I know that they're giving you songs of adoration, songs of praise, because not only have you blessed us, me, to be able to see a brand new day, but you blessed them to be able to see a brand new day as well. And as they fly in the air and as they glide through the air, God, they're whistling songs of praise to you and adoration, declaring that you alone are God, that there is no one that's like you, that you are magnificent in all your ways, and that you are glorious in all your ways, and that, God, that you are worthy of the praise, and that you're worthy of the honor, and that you're worthy of the glory. So if the birds of the air and the fowl of the air can sing of your glory, what more can we do for those that you have made in your image, that you breathe the breath of life in, that you shaped and formed and allowed us to have new mercies on this day? How much more can we give you? We can give you our lives, we can give you our gratitude, we can give you our adoration, we can give you our praise, and we can give you our worship. You are worthy of the praise, God. You are worthy of the honor, and I extol you, and I love you, and I cherish you, and I adore you, and I bless your name this morning. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, oh God, for last night's message. Oh God, that you allowed me to preach and to declare to the people here at the AIM Convention. Thank you, oh God, that we don't have to go by what it seems like. We don't need to go the way that seemeth right unto man, because when we go the way that seems right unto man, it leads us to destruction. But, Lord, as I woke up this morning still preaching that message, Lord, I don't have to go the way I know that seems right, but I can go the way that I know. And I can go the way that I know because you said that you would never leave me, nor will you ever forsake me. You said, God, that you'll be with me unto the end of the world, Lord, so I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. No matter what storm may come my way, you will make a way. No matter how hard life gets, you will come through all the time. No matter what weapon is formed against me, those things will never prosper, Lord. No matter what is happening in my life, everything is going to work out for my good, and I want to say thank you, God, because I don't have to go the way that it seems right, but I know that I know that I know that you will never leave me, that you will never forsake me, that you'll be with me until the end of the world. And so I can hold on, God, no matter how hard times get, I can hold on and keep my trust in you. I don't have to lean unto my own understanding, but in all my ways I can acknowledge you, and you will direct me. You will make a way of escape. God, you will open up the door. You'll touch my body. You'll make a way out of no way, God. You'll do it because you alone are God. And so we bless your name now because that assures God. Oh, God, causes us to praise you. When praises go up, blessings can't help but to come on down, Lord. And we need your blessings, Lord, today. We need your anointing, oh, God, today. We need your refreshing, God, today. So fall afresh on us right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, come the morning and have your way, God. Have your way in this day, oh, God. I won't lean unto my own understanding, but I acknowledge you, oh, God, today. I won't leave you, oh, God, today. I won't turn away from you, oh, God, but I'll continue to press towards you, oh God. Press towards that mark, oh God, for that prize of a high calling, God. I want to go higher in you, oh God, and I know I can't do that on my own, God. I want to go higher in you, Lord, today, and I can't do that on my own, God, but with you, God, I can do all things, God, and I want to say thank you, God, because I don't have to depend upon myself. That's all I have to do is put my trust and my focus in on you, God. I love you, Lord, today. All this comes from me telling you that I love you. Because you first loved me, that when I was deep in sin, God, you were able to pick me up, God. When I was filled, oh God, with everything that's unlike you, oh God, you was able to clean me up and make me whole. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, when I was in the muck and the miry, Lord, you didn't just look at me, but you saw me, oh God. You picked me up, Lord. You cleaned me up, oh God. You turned me around, Lord. You placed my feet on solid ground, God. That's just what you do, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord. You will forgive us of sins as well. That if we just confess our sins, you will forgive us, Lord. That's all we have to do is form our lips and confess our faults to you, God, and you will clean us up, oh God. You'll throw our sins into a sea of forgetfulness, and you won't remember them anymore. Thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for being a loving God. Thank you for being a God that never fails. Thank you for being consistent, God. Thank you for being everlasting, God. Thank you for knowing my ending from my beginning. Oh God, I want to say thank you. You are magnificent, Lord. You are a great God. There is no one like you. Magnificent in all your ways. And you're worthy to be praised. Oh, God, you're worthy to be honored. And you're worthy to be adored. I thank you, God, because you blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. This Tuesday, God. Oh, God, a day that was not promised. A day that was not a given. A day that was not a guarantee. But what we had guaranteed today, that if you blessed us, oh God, with the use and activity of our limbs, with breath in our lungs, God, it's a day, God, that you're going to grant us favor and that you're going to grant us victory, that you're going to protect us, Lord. As long as we are leaning to the left and leaning to the right, that you will keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on you. And as we go through life's journeys today, no matter what storm, no matter what weapon, no matter what traps the enemy have placed before us, they will not prosper. They will not get the victory. They will not overcome me because I'm walking under your anointing. I'm walking in your power. I'm walking in your might, Lord. And I know that according to your word, Lord, that goodness and mercy is following me. So as you lead me, oh God, goodness and mercy is following me. So those things that are left behind, Lord, I know it's because of your goodness and your mercy, oh God. Those things that I made it past, Lord, it's because of your goodness and your mercy, oh God. Those obstacles in life that I've overcome, Lord, it's because of your goodness and mercy. Those, that's the thing that's following me all the days of my life, God. And so I can dwell in the house of the Lord. That means I can dwell in the house of peace. I can dwell in the house of deliverance. I can dwell, God, in the house of joy. I can dwell in the house of healing because goodness and mercy follows me. God, I can dwell in your presence. I can dwell in your midst, God. I can bask in your glory, God, because, God, that's what comes when I allow goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. Thank you, God, for being a magnificent God. And thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for giving us another opportunity and a chance to say yes today. We don't take it for granted, God, that it's because of your grace and your mercy that we are here today. And we won't take it for granted, but God, we will bless you. Oh, God, because your love never fails and your love never ends. Your love never runs out on us, that every day that we see, it shows how great your love is for us. For when we have fallen short, God, you bless us to see another day. Oh, God, and for when we did not fall short, oh, God, you granted us favor yet another day. Oh, God, God, I thank you because you remain the same. You are consistent, God. Oh, God, and you never fail. Thank you, God, for being a just God. Thank you, Lord, for being a faithful God. Thank you, oh, God, for being a consistent God. And so we pray that you would anoint us, oh, God, for the day. Oh, God, we want souls to be saved, Lord. There are young people here at this conference, Lord, that we want to speak life into. And, Lord, as we work on their soul salvation, Lord, today, help them to understand how important salvation is. And the first thing we need to understand is that Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he is the light. And so when we teach them, God, who Jesus is, Lord, we pray that it will open up their understanding that they need Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Then they'll be saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and then they'll understand what is sin, Lord. Those are the things that we're working on with our young people today. I pray that you anoint every instructor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Jordan Mitchell, Lord, Minister Andre Powell, and Inspired Missionary Delia Poor, God, that you would anoint them with power to preach with, to teach with power under your anointing, God, that souls might be changed, Lord. I believe that miracles, signs, and wonders will be performed this week, not just here at this convention, but everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, I speak miracles, signs, and wonders in their life, Lord, today. God, I'm not talking about next month, Lord. I'm not talking about next week, Lord. But some of us need a miracle, oh, God, today. God, some of us need, oh, God, a breakthrough today. God, some of us need a way to be made today in the mighty name of Jesus. And if they're under the sound of my voice right now, I speak life over their finances. I speak life over their homes. I speak life over their jobs in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life over their health, oh God. I speak life over their relationships, Lord. I speak life over their ministries, God. I speak life right now in the name of Jesus because you've given me that authority, hallelujah, and that power to speak those things that may be not as though they were. And God, I'm walking under anointing, God, because you have equipped me, oh God, to preach, oh God, to those that are sick and those that are in need, God. And God, I declare life right now in the name of Jesus because God, you can. And I want to say thank you, God, because you can do anything but fail. Oh, God, I've been anointed right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to speak to those, oh, God, that need help. Oh, God, and your people, we your people, we're standing in the need. We need your assistance. We need your help. We need your breakthrough. We need you to come and rescue us even now. So God, bless us. Honor our sacrifice. Honor our desire to pray. Honor our commitment to prayer. Because getting up early in the morning, Lord, I don't think I was wired last night, and I didn't really go to sleep until like 2 o'clock this morning. But Lord, I had a desire to pray. It could have been easy for me to to call it off and not join on, but that's what seems right. It seems like that would have been okay. But, Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you honor sacrifice. Lord, you honor sacrifice. That's why you gave us the greatest sacrifice. You gave us your son, Jesus Christ. So if you are willing to give us your best, how much more are you willing to give, Lord? You're willing to give us your best. How much more, God? There's nothing that you would withhold from us, because you're willing to make a sacrifice for us each and every single day. So, Lord, I don't count it as a big thing to make this sacrifice this morning, but I count it an honor to seek your face while you may yet be found, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, yes, seek you early before our days get hectic and before our days get busy. Seek you while you may yet be found, oh, God, so that you can come and have your way in our lives. Come no more and have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Come no more and have your way, Lord. We surrender to you right now. We say, not our wills, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And your will, God, sometimes have us going through trials, because those trials take us through a refining fire. They help us to focus in on you in the mighty name of Jesus, and to cast all of our cares upon you, God. When we are content, or when we are happy, God, sometimes we get we get content, Lord, and we get a little lazy, Lord. Oh, God, we begin to depend upon our own self. We depend upon our own might. We depend upon our own strength. But when storm clouds rage, oh God, rise, and strong winds blow, God, they help us to get our minds back stayed on you. And you said that when our minds are on you, God, you'll keep us in perfect peace, God. You'll keep us in peace no matter how strong or how strong and mighty the wind or the storm might be, Lord. You'll keep us, Lord. So I want to say thank you, God, for even yet having a storm, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, God, for even going through my trial. Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, that you're calling me worthy, oh God, to go through the affliction. Oh God, because many of the afflictions are the righteous. But God, the guarantee is that you will deliver us out of them all, every single one of them, because you love me. And so I declare this morning, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. At the end of the day, hallelujah, Tasha Cobb says, he loves me. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, no matter what I do, at the end of the day, God. Hallelujah. You love me. And I want to say thank you for your love. God, I can't even describe it. It's so overwhelming. Hallelujah. It's so all-consuming, Father. Hallelujah. You love me. And I want to say thank you, Lord. And I love you as well. And so bless us this day. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Grant us favor. God, guarantee us that you're going to bring us through. Lord, we won't go by what seems right, Lord, but we'll go by what we know. And there is a way, and that way, God, is to walk in your anointing, to walk in the spirit of holiness, to walk in the spirit of righteousness, to do your will, God, to clothe ourselves with the truth, to clothe ourselves with righteousness, to clothe ourselves with holiness, God. And if we're clothed with the right attire, Lord, oh, God, we already have the victory on this day. So bless us, keep us, bind the spirit of discouragement, bind the spirit of frustration, bind the spirit of talking about issues, Lord. Help us to speak life, Lord, today. In every situation that comes our way, give us to speak life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that you might get the glory out of us. We thank you now. We bless you now. We magnify you now. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.